Molly marked this story because she knew it would make me upset. Major League Baseball is following the NFL's lead in restricting what news sites can post about baseball on their websites.
Yeah, can we consider this a trade issue? This particular form of censorship that the NFL and now the MLB are cheerfully enacting within our own boundaries?
Let's be clear. Can't post more than 120 seconds a day of audio or video from league facilities, that means ballparks, with game highlights restricted only to rights holders that have a separate rights deal with MLB Advanced Media.
Game highlights.
Yeah.
Game highlights. You have to cut a distribution deal with MLB, and I assume give them some money, in order to publish highlights from a game.
120 seconds for the entire day. Yeah. Like, period.
Yep. 120
from league facilities. Game highlights are restricted. So I think it's the game highlight. Like, that's post-game interviews. 120 seconds of post-game interviews, and then you have to pay for the highlights? Am I reading that right?
Yep. The 120 seconds cannot be a live feed. The rule does not, however, apply to the news outlet's own analysis or reporting, commonly known as talking head material.
Audio-video content created at Major League Ballparks by you can't stay up on a news site for more than 72 hours, even though you created it on your own at the ballpark.
Sites can't post more than 7 photos from any game online.
All applicants for a press credential must provide advance written notice of intent to transmit any non-text material. So basically, then they also have the right to approve your questions. Like, this is what... By the way, this is not as bad as the NFL's restriction.
That's insane.
Which are stricter. This is the part where, I mean, really, when the NFL did this, any respectable journalist should have said, like, I'm sorry, I'm out. We are not covering you anymore. And this is the point where if you went to J school, if you consider yourself a reporter, like, maybe doing sports reporting isn't like saving the world. I've done it. I didn't feel like I was reaching a higher calling being a sports reporter. But you need to throw down and say, this is not what I went to J school for, because you are just a puppet on a string at this point. Like, the most pathetic kind of cartoon talking head if you agree to these kinds of rules. This is flat out. I know it's not the most important issue in the world, but come on.
Well, that's the thing. Even if you don't care about sports, you don't care about baseball. I mean, this is a bad precedent to be set, because this can creep over into things that are important.
Yes. It is unacceptable to say that an organization, a company, a corporation, a rights holder can put these kinds of restrictions on news reporting in a country where we at least periodically pay homage to the First Amendment. I just can't believe that the NFL did that. And then the MLB was like, good idea.
Oh, I can. Really? You can't believe that? Really?
Well, okay. I believe it.
Yeah, I expected it. I was surprised MLB hadn't already done it.
I guess I feel like this... It's a tough thing, because on the one hand, it's like, it does feel like sports is not that important that you should have to get that fired up about it. But it's an unacceptable precedent. And I don't think sports is that important that they should be able to exercise this kind of power. This is like part of the problem, that they make this money, that they can, this much money, that they can exercise this kind of insane, like, dictatorial restrictions. Yeah.
If you don't like it, you can always support your local college or independent league team.
And I think you should.